$375,000 in oversubscribed funding is how much money a new company based out of Vincennes, Indiana has raised to expand their operations and further connect AI with the ag industry.
Without AI, this wouldn't really be possible.
And that's Mike Jacob, the founder and CEO of Terraforest. His company has developed a robotic harvester that uses AI to identify whether watermelons and pumpkins are ripe and ready for harvesting. Then the AI technology is used to carefully pick the fruits with very little human oversight.
We're solving farmers' most severe problem in melon production, and that's labor. Labor's hard to get, labor's expensive, and it was the conversations with growers before this company even existed that really brought it into existence and got it off the ground.
Jacob says the AI and robotic technology can also be used for more than just harvesting.
The other cool thing we can do with the machine in its current configuration is we can conceivably plant out the live plants at the beginning of the season. Right now that's pretty labor intensive, it's done by hand, but we can use these same robotic arms with different end effectors to grasp the plant and plant it into the ground.
Jacob says that Terraforest could have a significant impact on the U.S. watermelon and pumpkin industries.
One of the things it's going to do is it's going to make U.S. fruit more competitive with import fruit. If you look at the import trends for melons over the past 10, 20 years, all the growth has been captured by imports. Domestic production is flat to slightly down. That's because we couldn't compete on price until now.
He says they can reduce labor expenses by $690 an acre. He adds that Terraforest is also working on using AI to develop harvesters for other specialty crops, such as tomatoes, lettuce, and cucumbers.
Some of the recent developments that have enabled this are the use of deployable AI, edge AI, that we can have out in the field without an internet connection, determining what's a watermelon, what's not a watermelon, what's ripe, what's not ripe, and how should the robot travel to get to the melon and get it back up into the machine.
Learn more about Indiana-based Terraforest at HoosierAgToday.com.